Hi, it's Michael Senoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but to get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. This is Michael Senoff out here in San Diego with the Heavy Hands.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everything with you?
Just another day in paradise.
All right. Well, I just sent you the invoice through PayPal on the handles and the weights.
I'll take care of that. I do have my whole fleet set, which is down in Florida, but I'm up here in New Jersey now, so I wanted to set up here.
I got you.
So I was smart this time, so I knew to order a couple pounds less.
Okay, yeah, so you have the set of four-pound weights, which gives you 9.5 pounds in each hand.
Right, and I have the grips and everything, but I actually have the multi-set from years ago.
Okay, that's great.
But I like the grips and everything better than the old ones.
These grips are more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How often do you walk in with them and stuff?
Well, I've been up here now for about 3 months. I've been doing them just like 4 or 5 times a week.
Inside or out?
Well, outside down in Florida. Here, I've just been doing a pair of 6-pound rubber dumbbells.
Oh, and you've been walking with those?
Yeah.
All right. You got some calluses going on the inside of your hands?
No.
No? Is the grip rubber on the dumbbells?
No, it's the neoprene one, so they're a little bit more comfortable.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's why I said I ordered the lesser weight ones this time because I knew exactly what I needed. And I figured 5.5 pounds would be ideal.
You'll be fine with that. As a matter of fact, I've been walking with lower weight, and what you find out is, I mean, it's nice to go heavy once in a while, but it's good to switch it up. So you can go heavy one day, and then you can go light. And even when you go light, I always check my heart rate. Because you're going light, you're walking faster, and you're pumping to a higher level. And your body kind of knows how hard it wants to work out. And it actually evens up. And even Schwartz in his book, he says a lot of people make the mistake of going too heavy when, in fact, the lighter weights can really ramp your heart rate up even more because not only are you walking faster, when you're walking faster and you're pumping faster, your downstroke is harder. So when you have to stop that weight from going down in the down position, it's almost like you're throwing more weight. So maybe 5.5 pounds in your hand, by the time you throw the weight down and you have to stop the weight, you're pulling back up like 7 or 8 or 9 pounds because of the G-forces. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, because you have better control.
Yeah. There's a lot of physics that go into it. I wish I could find someone who understands velocity, momentum, and speed because it's a puzzle, you know, understanding really how much effort is one putting into a heavy hands walk.
Oh, yeah. It's like if you do the calculations of your foot impact every time, depending on your body weight. I know pretty much the mechanics and the physics behind it, so that's the one good thing. The one thing I like and everything, because I'm pressed for time, and so, like, I'm up at 4 in the morning, so I try to get out by 4:30 and back by 4:45, and so I've been doing that for years, so believe me, I know all the mechanics behind it and everything, so I'm one of the more educated people, I guess.
What do you think makes the heavy hand so effective compared to something else?
Well, the good thing is because it's more comfortable as far as the grip plus the strap. So if you do relax it, you don't have to worry if you relax your grip, you're going to drop your weights.
So when you're walking with those 6-pound dumbbells, do you feel the fatigue in your hand?
A little bit because I know I have to control it. and I can't relax, at least with the old ones, and then even the new ones, I know I can relax a little bit.
Now, what can't you do with the dumbbells that you can do with the heavy hands with my strap and the grip?
If you get a little bit fatigued and you relax your grip, you don't have to worry about dropping them. So if you do need to take a little bit of a break, you can relax your grip and they're still locked into place so you're not dropping them. You don't have to keep that constant pressure to keep that grip. Mm-hmm. So fatigue-wise, I think it's a benefit right there. I try not to keep them down too long because I know one of the biggest things that they came out against heavy hands was the unnatural pressure on your shoulder joints, which can cause damage.
Okay, educate me on that. So I don't even know that story. What did you hear?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No. What negged them out? Where did this publicity come from? You're listening to an interview on Michael Sinoff's WeightedHands.com.
Oh, geez, I'm trying to think. I mean, we're talking almost 20 years.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to get the full story on what happened. And you've had these for over 20 years, right? Your original ones?
Oh, yeah. They came out in an article. I don't know, it was in either Men's Fitness or it was Men's Health and everything. One of the detractors of the heavy hands was that you put unnatural pressure on your shoulder joints, which can cause damage. I think that was the death blow to heavy hands.
And that came out in Men's Fitness?
I can't remember one of the articles I read, but I couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
All right.
And some doctors came out against that, saying that, well, it's good as long as you keep your arms in a 90-degree position, but if you let them go low, you start putting pressure on your shoulder joints.
Oh, my God.
I think that was the death blow to that.
That is interesting. I'm going to see if I can research and find that.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, I couldn't make that crap up.
No, I know. I know something killed heavy hands. You know, I was just trying to figure out what it was. I thought it was maybe people were just carrying them or they weren't getting the results that they claimed.
And the end of that, and I can tell you right now, that came out, I would have to say maybe, let's see, when I got transferred down to Florida, I had a pair of heavy hands, and then I bought the tri-kit that you offer, because I had two pairs. I had the pair that you bought in a plastic case, just the heavy hands. I think they were 1 pound ones.
Ones, and two, and threes, yeah. What year do you think that was?
2004, 2005. That was, I think, the end of heavy hands.
That late in the game, 2004 or 5?
Yeah, because I remember buying that box set in Sports Authority down in Sarasota, Florida, when I got down there. And it had to be 2004, 2005. So I would have to say they were either trying to get rid of their inventory, and that was the end of that.
And what publication do you think it was, if you were to guess it, that you read the article? Men's Fitness, Men's Health?
It had to be either Men's Fitness or Men's Health. Those are the two magazines that I subscribed to and got. So it had to be one of those two because the Internet was still just really blossoming, really going full force around then. And it could have been an article there, but it might have been in either Men's Fitness or Men's Health, one of those two publications.
Okay. Have you had any kind of shoulder problems or anything?
Not really. It didn't bother me one bit.
Didn't bother me either. That's interesting. All right. Well, look, I appreciate the new order, and we'll get them packed up and shipped out, and I'll cut those straps for a large hand, okay?
Do I get a discount?
Do you have his old book, the original Heavy Hands book?
No, I really don't.
I'll send you one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll send you the original Heavy Hands book. And if you really want to get into the science, it's all in that book.
And I tell you, look at the videos you have on your website, just from the way they're dressed. They're all dressed like Jane Fonda.
Oh, yeah, it's totally 80s stuff.
I looked at that, I said, oh, my God.
Those videos, I think that's too hard for the average person to follow. I just say, get your ass up. Get out in the morning and go walk. I walked an hour this morning. I did about 4 miles with, I think I had 6, 7.5 pounds.
I do 35. Right now, I've got a place up here in New Jersey anyway, so it worked out well. So I go back and forth now because I still have my house in Florida, which I'm not going to give up.
What's the main reason you're walking with the heavy hands? Are you just trying to maintain weight or just feel good? What's your goal?
Maintain weight, keep lean and tone. And I could get a double workout in because now I could do my weight workout plus aerobics, get it all done within 35, 40 minutes, and then I'm done.
Yeah. How old are you?
Unfortunately, 58.
You're 58, okay. And is it keeping the weight off for you?
I'm down about 18 pounds now, so my goal is probably another 30 pounds, and then I'll be happy.
Uh-huh, but you got to watch what you eat too, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, you can't outrun fat, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can't. You can't exercise yourself out of a bad diet. It helps. If you're pounding the heavy hands an hour a day, 40 minutes a day, and you're going hard, you can definitely eat a little more during the day.
And I'm pretty good during the whole day. It's when you get home and everything, then you don't feel like doing anything. But I'm a holdover from the 90s and the 80s because I started rollerblading again, inline skating, and I love it. And I hope that that makes another resurgence back, like the heavy hands.
Yeah, has that died down big time, inline skating?
Yeah, you still have a lot of hanger-ons like me.
It was huge. I mean, my wife, before we got married, she dated a guy who owned a inline skating business right on the beach, right in Pacific Beach.
Well, it's tough now because, you know, I haven't done it in almost 15 years. I started getting back into it again, so I'm getting better at it, but I've taken my falls, and I want to get a hip replacement.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm 50, and I was skateboarding with my kid, and the last time I was on the skateboard, the thing went right out from under me, and I landed on my ass with both my elbows and forearms hitting the cement. I was so lucky. I go, all right, did I break anything? I didn't break anything. But at 50 and over, we fall harder.
Well, we just heal slower.
Yeah. Well, hopefully these heavy hands will keep us going without injury.
No, I like them. I've always been a big fan of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good talking to you, Mike.
Same here.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.